Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As I begin my homily, I realize I've lost power. Or at least, just trying to make this microphone work. Anyway, I've lost power. Doesn't sound good. It's one of those moments when, as we gather together as God's people, I'm very mindful of the fact that I've just come from spending 2 days with our coadjutor bishop and apostolacy board and a number of students who are preparing to work their way through the experience of education and preparation for ordained ministry. And one of the features of that gathering was a reflection that was offered by Bishop Nichols, challenging us as leaders in the church to bring forward that whole question of stewardship. Boy, isn't it a really popular move for first time in a new place to talk about stewardship? I'm going to gain a whole bunch of friends. It's one of those moments when, as we're talking about stewardship, the key phrase in our gospel reading today is the person who can be trusted in little things can be trusted also in great. Wow. So the question comes, I think, who do you trust? Who do you trust? Okay, that's probably enough time for you to get that mental list together. Because I know that if you're like me, there's a whole bunch of people you know, or at least have some acquaintance with. There are a whole bunch of people that you can wave to on the street and say, "Hi, how are you?" Anyway, no idea who they are. But you know that their life and yours have crossed at some point in time. Then there are a number of people that you can say, "Hi, how are you?" And really mean it. Because you care about them. They're people whose life is a bit more intertwined with yours. They're people that, when you ask that question, you really want to get an answer. And you may be praying for them, thinking of them, supporting them in one way or another. Then there's that group of people who you love. Not the kind of people that you write a card and say, "Love, Chris." It's the people whom you love. The members of your families. People who are an integral part of your life. Who you love. See how that circle's gotten smaller each time? The smallest circle of all has to do with the word used in the gospel today. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Who trusts you? What have you been entrusted with? And that's really a key question in terms of the life of this parish family at the moment, because there is a reality, and that reality is that you are entrusting certain people with positions of leadership and responsibility. You're entrusting them with the understanding that there is a process that the congregation is going through that's leading into a new facet in the life story of this place. And you're entrusting, and you have trust in, a process and people leading to what God is calling St. George's congregation to be and to do in the future. Let me give you something to think about. It's a phrase, a portion actually, of the service of parish Thanksgiving. It's in the Green Service books. It's on page 673. Page 673.
And as we, whoa. All of a sudden, I've got the power. As we turn to page 673, there's that section called the proper preface, which finds its own way into the liturgy in another setting. But I think it's a helpful thing for us to offer at this moment. Let's share this together as we say, "Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. Heaven itself cannot contain you, and your glory fills all the world. You accept our setting apart of places for your worship, and in them pour out your gifts of grace upon your faithful people. And this table is a sign to us of the heavenly altar, where your saints and angels praise you. Here we have recalled the sacrifice of your Son. Here we have been fed with the body and blood of your Son. Here our sins have been forgiven. Here we have tasted the joys of your eternal kingdom. Grant that in these mysteries we may be united with one another and strengthened for your service in the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels and those who worship you in every age, we raise our voices in joyful praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Amen." Isn't that a wonderful way to describe what happens in this place? It's an amazing statement that says, when we gather together in worship and when we gather together at the table of our Lord, we are being nurtured and fed for God's service in God's world. Wow. We are being entrusted with mission and ministry in God's name. I must tell you, and this is a confession, that there were times in the past when I came to St. George's and there was something that bugged me. Immediately, as soon as I walked into church, and, well, maybe if I share it with you, it'll be in your mind too. Whenever I walked in the door and these hangings were in place, I looked ahead and I saw the dove of the Holy Spirit descending. Great, not a problem. Then I looked at the lectern. And there's the dove going the other way. I never figured that out. That's going to bug you now too, isn't it? But then I had the opportunity of sitting down with some folks, taking a look at worship over the next period of time and reflecting on some of the things that are reflected in the ministry of this parish family. And I began to think of the words that have been reviewed by us today. Grant that in these mysteries, in our worship, we may be united with one another and strengthened for service in your world. The Spirit going out into the world after descending upon the people of this parish. What do you do in terms of outreach? It's a question. Jump in. What do you do? What are you involved in as a ministry of outreach?
Dragonfly.
Okay.
Ice cream. So there's a meeting.
Okay.
Yep,
ice cream. We saw a great example of that today. Yeah?
Camp?
Mary's Place.
Food Bank.
Food Bank.
Share the warmth.
Okay, cancer.
Turbans.
Cancer turbans. Okay.
Soft ride.
Soft ride, okay. Sorry?
Vests.
Vests.
Pneumonia
vests, okay. Okay.
Quilts.
Refugees.
Distribute eyeglasses to third world countries.
Eyeglasses, okay. Grant that in these mysteries, we may be united with one another and strengthened for service in your world. A reality in this place for which we give thanks to God. Amen.